It's 11:20 a.m. on day two, Sunday, May 18th. I'm about 30 kilometres south of Coffs Harbour, riding through the little town of Yeranga at the moment. There's a lot of traffic out on the Pacific Highway this morning, and I have to watch what I'm doing. This is the notorious stretch of the Pacific Highway where there have been a lot of bad accidents. The road is winding, hilly, narrow, tight bends, and there's quite often head-ons and people losing control. They're addressing that at the moment by putting speed cameras every few kilometres, catch out people going over the 80 kilometre speed limit they've imposed. It's not that great for cyclists either, because it's narrow, there's hardly anywhere to get off the main travel lane, and often it's very rough, so the cars come quite close, and if you get an 18 wheeler coming past with traffic going the other way, you certainly get a blast of air. But having said that, it's a beautiful country around here, and it's a beautiful day. Around me to the left, I can see quite a lot of steep mountains, not big mountains, I think probably up to maybe 600 or 700 meters, 800 meters, about 2,000 feet, all clothed in luxuriant forests. There's just a few clouds in the sky, but otherwise brilliant sunshine. I'm not sure if I said it's 11:25 a.m. and it's still quite a cool day. I've only just taken my jacket off. And now I feel a little bit chilly now I get going again, but that's probably just the sweat evaporating. 155 kilometres for the day have just ticked over. That leaves me about 145 to go before I stop tonight. I feel pretty tired. Certainly the hills have been finding me out a little bit. Fortunately, there's no major mountains to cross. Generally, the climbs are mercifully not that long, but often quite steep, so it's down to the granny gear and slowly grinding up, trying not to wear myself out too much. I feel a little bit better now. I had breakfast at Maxville about 45-50k back, a big brekkie and a few drinks. And after Maxville, I felt pretty bloated for a while. I wasn't enjoying the hills, but I think I've digested a good chunk of it now. I feel a bit lighter. Last night, I stopped at Kew, and my target for today, I got there about 7:15 p.m. Two hours after nightfall. The last 30k wasn't much fun, apart from being tired. It was almost continuous roadworks with not much travel room for me on the edge, and a lot of oncoming traffic with headlights. Frequently they don't bother dimming them, which makes it worse, so visibility is not that great, and every now and then I'd find myself suddenly in patches of soft gravel or some kind of small trench would open up in front of me, and I'd have to quickly manoeuvre my mountains biking skills, such as they are, helping me out. I was really tired last night. I managed to get a motel room. In fact, they had plenty of spare. Quick shower, wanted to cross, got a hamburger with the lot and some chips, but after I ate the hamburger I couldn't handle the chips. I think I was probably a bit overtired. I sort of was shivering quite a lot, feeling a little bit spaced out for a little while, but I guess once the food got into me and that, I felt a bit better. But then I, instead of going to bed as quickly as I hope, I screwed around trying to get the modem on my new little EEPC Asus working. But it was driving me nuts because it times out the modem, or the modem times out. The software must be incompatible with the memory available on the EPC or something like that. That's my non-technical, analysis, because the modem works fine on the slightly larger computer. But that made it impossible to transfer the podcast files that I'd been putting together during the day and downloading. However, this morning in the cold light of day, or cold dark of dawn, when I thought about it, there were a couple of other things I could have done. I was just tired last night, so I'll try those later today. See if I have better luck. Otherwise, these podcasts won't be getting sent anytime soon. Anyway, I didn't get to bed until nearly 10 o'clock. And set the alarm for 3:30 in the hopes of getting away in half an hour. Once I went to sleep, I slept like an absolute log, and the alarm went off, and I messed around, and it was actually about 4:15 before I hit the road. The cool change had come through overnight, as they predicted, but no rain, mercifully. And what was more, it wasn't as cold as they predicted it would be, so the Gore-Tex gloves and warm sweater I kept out weren't needed. Just my rain jacket was enough. The wind was mostly following, although also not as strong as predicted, and I made reasonable time in the first couple of hours when it was pitch dark. There were no stars initially, although some started to appear just before dawn, and it was a beautiful dawn. I was sort of just to the west of Port Macquarie, which is a major sort of resort business centre on the New South Wales coast. They have famous iron track there every year. Some motorbikes went past then. I've seen a lot on the road today. A lot of them really loaded up with trailers and things, and I was listening to the radio this morning, and some guy called in and said that he was about to leave for a gathering of motorbikers. I think it's called the Ulysses Club in Townsville, which is in far north Queensland, on May 26th, which must be just about the time I'm getting up there. So I'm going to see a lot more motorbikes on the road, I think, and accommodation's probably going to be a bit tight around that headquarters. Anyway, as dawn rose, I found myself riding, alternating between low mountain ranges where the road was passing through fairly dense forest. No giant hills, just sort of undulating, but generally sort of either up or down, sort of tiring. And then you'd come out of those low ranges and hills and down onto the floodplains of one of the big rivers that flows to the coast around here, and either side of that, and either side of the rivers are mainly dairy cattle. As I've gotten further north, there's now quite a few roots and stuff. farmers, for which Coffs Harvest famous, where I'll be soon, and lots of other fruit. It's a pretty productive area around here. Not much else to report. I'll just at dawn before I rode into the town of Kempsey, as I occasionally do when I go past farms, I stir up the dogs. Anyway, I did here too, and assumed that the dog was fenced in, but he came bursting out of the undergrowth at the side of the road. Quite a big fella, having a go at my left leg while I was pedalling. Any fatigue I was feeling was quickly lost, and I got my foot out of that toe clip as fast as I could and was lashing out at him with my left foot while I was trying to keep a pace going with my right on the pedal. Anyway, he had two serious goes, then he gave it away. I also did a lot of shouting, so hopefully I'll wake the farm up as well. Pretty annoying when a dog like that can just run out on the highway. Nothing else to report, so I'll leave it for now.